And we're going to talk to the General Secretary of the Association of Garda Superintendents now. They're having their annual conference today and there's a lot on the agenda. They're strongly criticising a new regime for policing introduced recently by the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. It will see a number of Garda divisions across the country being merged. Each will have its own specialist teams to investigate sexual offences, frauds, gangland crimes, among others. Detective Superintendent Michael Cummins joins us now. You're very welcome. Good morning. What is your opposition to this new model of policing?
I suppose, firstly, Audrey, I must put it in context where the model of policing came from. It emanates from the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland report, going back a number of years ago, and was part of the Policing Service for the Future initiative, which is still ongoing with a lot of change within An Garda Síochána. And it's a government initiative overseen by the Office of the Taoiseach up to very recently. So the operating policing model, historically, the Garda model of policing was organised into districts around the country. And each division in the country would roughly be along county bounds and county boundaries. And there would be two or three districts in each division. So our members, superintendents, would be in charge of the districts and would have full responsibility for everything that happened in those districts. The new operating model, which has now been implemented in 14 divisions around the country, combines divisions and enlarges the divisions. And our roles and responsibilities as superintendents have changed completely. Instead of being responsible for a district, which would be roughly half a county, there could have been two, three, four districts within a division or within a county, which would be roughly half a county or maybe one third of a county. We now have responsibility for community engagement areas, crime, and performance assurance. Mm-hmm. So to explain that, the community engagement areas are two districts usually amalgamated, in some cases three districts amalgamated, and one superintendent in charge of that. Then in each division you have one detective superintendent in charge of all what's described as serious crimes and the management of investigations of serious crimes. And you have one performance assurance superintendent who looks after the likes of the criminal justice area, the court management, okay, discipline, complaints, and the performance of each area within the division.
So is it a case that you don't have enough superintendents to cover the areas that you're talking about there?
Well, just to give an example, Audrey, just of what we're talking about, the divisions of Clare and Tipperary were amalgamated. So the county of Clare at one stage, not so long ago, had four superintendents in four districts. You had Innis Diamond, Kilrush, Innis and Killaloe. There is now one superintendent based in Clare, based in Innis. And he has responsibility now for the community engagement area of Innis, Kilrush, mm-hmm, and Innis Diamond.
Back in July, your association, along with the AGSI, who represents sergeants and inspectors, you were both very critical of this new regime of policing. And you said that your members wouldn't take part because of double jobbing. Superintendents, essentially what you've been saying there, having responsibilities in two or three counties, being asked to take on extra duties. Are you still refusing to take part?
No, Audrey, that was a different issue. That was an issue where a number of superintendents were asked to double up again. They had already been asked to double up and were asked to double up again.
So and has they would that have been resolved? Charge.
That has been resolved. That has been resolved where, yeah, that issue was resolved.
So in terms of the new regime, I mean, yes, it was introduced on the back of the Commission on the Future of Policing, but the Gardaí headquarters also say it was developed based on feedback from Garda members themselves and to modernise structures and to have a superintendent dedicated to all these different areas. Is that not a welcome change?
It's not, Audrey, and we have raised concerns since the very start of the implementation of the model in relation to the geographical spread. If I could explain maybe on from a detective superintendent's point
of view.
Just
very briefly, if you wouldn't mind, because we're just almost out of time.
Okay. So the division of Cork County is an amalgamation of Cork West and Cork North. So the detective superintendent for Cork County today, God forbid, if there were serious incidents in Youghal and in Bantry, he would have responsibility for the management of those investigations. So it's not possible for him to be in those two places at the same time.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. We must leave it there. Detective Superintendent Michael Cummins, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Superintendents. At 7:51, we'll be back with more after the break.